With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The announcement came on Wednesday night at midnight that Major League Baseball is in a work stoppage for the first time since 1994. That's when a players' strike resulted in the cancellation of over 900 games, including the World Series. Now, that strike was initiated by the players, the labor group. This time, it's team owners who have initiated things, locking players out of club facilities and contract negotiations after the sides failed to reach a new collective bargaining agreement. Now, somebody who has been following this closely is Hannah Kaiser. She covers baseball for Yahoo Sports. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this is a lockout that has been initiated by team owners. This is not a strike, right? And why is that distinction important? It seems like it's an important one, yeah?
That is an important distinction. So it used to be in sports labor disputes, the CBA would expire and the negotiations would continue. And then at some point, one side or the other would get frustrated and initiate a work stoppage. And then what happened in 1994 was the CBA expired at the end of 93. They hadn't reached a new agreement yet. They were negotiating through the season. Middle of the season, the league proposed a salary cap. The players, so unhappy about that, went on strike and in doing so canceled the whole end of the season, the World Series, which is, of course, the most lucrative time for the industry, and the start of the 95 season. So since then, the league has essentially vowed, like, we're never going to let them do that again. They want to be in control of the timing of the work stoppage, and they want that work stoppage to be in the off season.
What are they at odds? I mean, is it sort of a spoiler alert? This is about money?
The real fight now is around getting players paid earlier in their career. So that time when players are under team control, which is their first 6 years of major league service, they can't negotiate. Players can't negotiate with 29 other teams. And for the first 3 years, they can't even negotiate with their own team. And so a big priority for the union this time is figuring out some way to get those young players paid better.
And the league's argument against this?
Well, the league's argument against this is that that would be bad for competition because these small market teams, they can't afford to give out these big free agent contracts. And so being smart about how they use players under team control is how they are staying competitive.
So brass tacks here, is the start of the season going to be, I mean, are we in jeopardy of talking about baseball not being around?
That's the question sort of everybody wants to know. And so this is designed to put pressure on both sides of the negotiation to try to get them to get something figured out in that time. Right now, the people that I talked to are still hopeful. Everybody's optimistic that we'll get something done before that.
In terms of what this means for advertisers or those folks that sort of depend on baseball being around, I imagine they have the same questions that you and I do.
Yeah, it's incredible when you start to think about the number of different industries this touch. I mean, it's advertisers, but it's also often like local places. So, you know, we're talking about how whether or not the season itself will be in jeopardy, but there are businesses in Florida and Arizona that rely on spring training games.
Their entire towns.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And regardless of whether or not we sort of get to a season, the ramifications just from like a uncertainty standpoint are vast.
Hannah Kaiser covers baseball for Yahoo Sports. Hannah, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.